Truck drivers are on average 14 times more likely to die on the job than the average Australian employee. That pretty horrifying statistic is at the centre of a Transport Workers Union safety summit in Melbourne today. The TWU says the big supermarket chains are forcing drivers to deliver goods within unrealistic timeframes. That's leading to driver fatigue and amphetamine abuse, as drivers desperate to stay awake do what they can. Mark Devillian has been a truck driver for over 20 years. He'll be at the meeting today. Mark, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Mark. Mark, these statistics show that being a truckie is a risky business. How would you say it's dangerous to be a truck driver?
Yes, yeah, it is out there. It's hard. It's very, very long hours and... Yeah, it's very hard work, absolutely.
Describe it for us. I mean, most of us have no idea. Why does it feel so hard and so dangerous?
Well, the line haul distance is, you know, you could be driving anywhere from 12 to 14 hours a night by yourself. You might stop for half an hour. When you've got things going on in your head and family life, it's just, you're just in there by yourself. You don't even sort of get to say hello to anyone. And on top of that, all the pressure that you have to be there on time and, you know, if you pull up and have a sleep and you sleep through your break, you don't make that delivery, you'll just get turned around and won't get accepted. So, yeah, it is very difficult.
So the time pressures are there all the time as you're driving?
Yes, yes.
Tell us about that, because I know that the union, and you are a union representative, aren't you? You're a union delegate. The union is suggesting that although the pressure comes from the truck companies, the actual pressure is coming from above on them, from the biggest supermarket chains like Coles and Woolworths. Coles and Woolies say they contract out their trucking to transport companies. That means the safety responsibility is with the truck company. Is that fair?
Yeah, so it's not fair, really. It's the smaller companies and all that they get away with not having OS&S and unionise. And so I work for a fairly big company and they're quite good and they don't get away with any of that stuff. But that means we don't win those sort of tenders. We don't even go for those tenders because we won't get it. So if we were to, say, get a Brisbane tender, that would take two drivers, a driver to come to Sydney and then a driver to deliver it and pick it up while that bloke slept. We're competing against companies where they use one driver because they're not getting enough money to do that.
Have you ever worked for those smaller companies?
Yes, yeah, I did five years before I joined a big company. Five long, hard years.
And I just want to stay with why it's so hard and why you are suggesting or why you think that it's the companies like Coles and Woolies that are making it hard and not just simply your bosses who are trying to make more bucks for themselves and not so much caring about the drivers. What's the relationship there?
Well, I think they could definitely ease the pressure, and that's what that tribunal is all about, just making everyone realise what it is to do out there. You can drive, like I said, 12 hours to your destination, then work, you know, 3 or 4 hours unloading, then 3 or 4 hours loading up, and then you've got to go straight back up there. You do that 5 days a week. It's definitely takes its toll on you.
It's for a long time people have known that there's an issue with truck drivers, long-haul truck drivers, and drug use. Victorian police have told us here on Breakfast that 1 in 14 truck drivers they stop are now testing positive to amphetamine or marijuana. Have you witnessed that on the road with your in the business?
Absolutely. Not so much marijuana. That would sort of fall under recreational, but
might put you to sleep.
Yeah, amphetamines for sure. I mean, I honestly believe it's a lot safer. It's hard to justify it, but it's a lot safer.
Why?
To be on it, then it's not. Well, you'll fall asleep. You just will not do that job, and the deaths. I mean, I drive away now with the family in the car. And it's just a habit. I watch every truck as it sort of just comes past me. Like, and if you take the drugs out of the industry and leave the deadlines, then someone needs to be responsible for all the deaths. You would triple.
That's an interesting take on it because, of course, we don't let taxi drivers take drugs at work or doctors. They work long hours too. You think the difference is...
But not the same sort of industry. Like, doctors, they'll be with people, they're talking to people, they break that boredom up. It's just sitting behind a wheel for 12 hours with a half an hour break, an hour break at the most, 2 half-hour breaks. It's that boredom continuously day in and day out, day in and day out. And it's fatigue. I don't know. All these people we talk to, I don't know any of them that could drive from Sydney to Brisbane. Most, you know, if you go on holidays, most people stop at Cross Harbour for the night.
Mm.
And then to just back up, work all day, and then come back to Sydney and then do it again and again.
Yeah, it's hard yards.
That's tough.
It's 4 to 7. Mark Trevelyan is joining us. He's been a truck driver for over 20 years. He's also a delegate with the Transport Workers Union, who are holding a safety summit today. Mark, everyone's talking about the use of ice in our communities around Australia. Is ice appearing within truckies as well? I mean, we talked about methamphetamine use. Have the truckies moved on to ice?
I really don't know. Like I said, that was 15 years ago when I was out on the highway. I'm probably sure there is. I mean, whatever they could get, but from what I heard of that, it's just, you know, it's a terrible drug, and it's for our society. I'm sure there's doctors and lawyers and everything on that stuff too, but I can't, you know, I can't say.
Sure. The union and its members are protesting outside Coles HQ in Melbourne today, and that's because, you know, as we started saying, the union believes it's the tight margins, the small margins, and the tight time deadlines imposed by the big retailers that demand cutting corners. But what about the truck companies themselves in terms of adhering to occupational health and safety, but also the safety of the rigs itself? What about, you know, trying to cut corners in terms of maintenance of the trucks, tyres? Is there an issue there?
Yeah, well, they do. They take the tyres down to the absolute bare minimum. So if you didn't know, they've got little wear marks in the tread, and once they hit those wear marks, they're supposed to be changed, but they go way past those wear marks.
Is that causing accidents?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And the long hours and the unsafe tyres and missing services, something's got to give. And, you know, those companies that have got 3 or 4 trucks, it's, you know, it would be tough.
Mark Trevelyan, thanks very much for joining us.
No problem, thank you.
Mark Trevelyan has been a truck driver, as I said, for over 20 years. He's also a member and a delegate with the Transport Workers Union, who are holding a safety summit for truckies today later in Melbourne.